And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been dup-dong-daring you since 1990. We're going to ask you to do it in a special way tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 60 minutes, just past the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're just about catching up. If I had time to do everything that's ready tonight, we would be caught up. So I'm caught up. We're just not caught up. But something I do need to catch up on right away is thanking everyone who has supported us thus far in the big WMFO donations drive. First, I want to tell you that you really, 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 really should go over to donate.wmfo.org and make your pledge of support to Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on WMFO. You know, we've moved around the country. We've been on quite a few stations. But we have settled in here to our newest home. Home of 8 years now. We're coming up on our 8-year anniversary here at WMFO really, really soon. And of course, that's our 8-year anniversary here in the throes of our 30th anniversary overall for Bubbles in the Think Tank. Well, me, I should say, because, you know, unsanitary outhouse before that, blah, blah, blah. But we've been here a long time, doing all this for you, the listener, and we'd love it if you'd do a little something for us. Please go to donate.wmfo.org and make a little gift, whatever works for you. That's what we would like for you to give. Give something that's important to you. That's all I want. We would really appreciate it. I love Pledge Drive. I'm a freak like that. I'm one of those people who actually likes to give you a chance to let me know that you like what we're putting down here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But we got to thank everybody who did that already. Right out of the gate with an anonymous donor. Thank you very much, anonymous one. Thanking the chairman of the board in our New York office, Sweet Joe Silver. Thanking David, our director of minutia, Bob, our cat wrangler, St. Slade. We're thanking Perry, our spiritual advisor, Polly C., and we're thanking Casey out in the great Midwest, that land of Chicago. We are really doing it here at Bubbles in the Think Tank during the WMFO donations drive, and we would like to keep on doing it more. So please take the time tonight, if you would, to go to donate.wmfo.org and show your support. And as one Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research, might say, keep that ball rolling. Because that's what we do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We just keep it going on and on and on. Like I said, 30 years. You know, we're closer to starting our 32nd year now than we are into our 31st year. I think that's correct. Either way, we have momentum here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It might not always look like it, but it's there. And we keep on and on and on. We just roll with whatever is coming around the corner at us. We just do it, and we do it for you, the listener. So let me just say, because I don't need to waste our time with this talking business, I think we should let the good times roll right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, and thrill my soul.
Come on, baby, let's close the door. Come on, baby, let's rock some. swing your doll with a do-si-do, like they do it on the Dick Clark Show. When they switch to a promenade, the real round cats will have it made. Circle to the left around the hall, get your heels on fire and you'll have a ball. Allaman right, try to keep the pace till you blast right off into outer space. Engine and bow and swing to the slick little chick on your right wing. The fiddler's starting to blow his wig. He's laid down a beat that's really big. Down the center where we begin. When you get to the corner, we'll deal you in. Then we're reversing single file, and you just fly solo for a while. Bow to your baby, forward and back, especially if she's a classy stack. Promenade left around the post. It's a real good go, man. It's the most. Lady star in the middle now. It's the two-time whirl and man lock wow. When the music stops, give her back a bend, and she'll holler, "Dad, it's the end."
My baby rocks me with a steady, steady roll. My baby rocks me with a steady, steady roll. And it makes no difference how much I grab hold. Now we looked at the clock and the clock struck one. She says, "Come on, Daddy, let's have some fun." I says, "Okay, baby, rock your daddy with a steady, steady roll." And I'm telling you, baby, I won't try to grab hold. Now we looked at the clock and the clock struck two. She says, "Ow, Daddy, you almost rushes, baby. You better rock me with a steady, steady roll. Don't stop now, baby. I'll tell you when to grab hold." At the clock and the clock struck three. Says, "Oh, Daddy, please have mercy on me." I says, "Baby, you better rock me. Rock me with a steady one. Rock me, baby, I won't try to ever." Now we looked at the clock and the clock struck four. The jive broke down and there we were on the floor. But we kept right on rocking with the same old steady roll. I'm telling you, people, I didn't have time to grab hold. We looked at the clock and the clock struck five. She says, "Ooh, Daddy, it's been so good to be alive." I says, "Yes, baby, I know, rock your daddy with that same old steady roll. Rock me, baby, I'll tell you when to grab hold." Now we looked at the clock and the clock struck six. Folks, that chick had me in a heck of a fix, but I kept right on riding, right on riding with that same old steady roll. Nothing she could do to make me try to grab hold. Now we looked at the clock and the clock took seven. She said, "Just one more dip, that I'll be floating in heaven." I said, "Yes, baby, float on. With that same old steady roll. Rock me, baby, I'll tell you when to grab hold." Now we looked at the clock and the clock took eight. That was old St. Peter standing straight at the gate. Open up the gate, open up the gate, son, let him in. When you let him in, baby, rock him, with a steady, steady roll. Now we looked at the clock and the clock took nine. She says, "Daddy, it's all that mine." I says, "Baby, please, my nerves." She says, "Never mind your nerves, honey. Just don't stop rocking me with a steady, steady roll." Now we looked at the clock and the clock struck ten. She says, "Come on, Daddy, let's start rocking all over again." I said, "Heck no. You think I am Superman?" She looked at me, she said, "It's a bird, it's a plane. Ooh, my daddy's Superman. My baby rocks me, my baby rocks me. My baby rocks me with a steady, steady roll." Love that girl.
push the first valve down. The music goes down and round. Oh, 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 and it comes out here. I push the middle valve down. The music goes down and round. Below, below, below. Dee-dee, ho, ho, ho. Listen to the jazz come out. Yeah.
guitar's eat. That's my kind of music, honey, 'cause I can't rock and roll to save my soul. No, I can't rock and roll to save my soul. I am never known to slumber when they play a rumba number, but I can't rock and roll to save my soul. There's no faults they can find with my waltz. And when I hear a two-step, then I two-step. And each time the band plays cha-cha, you will hear me shout ha-cha. But I can't rock and roll to save my soul. I can shake a castanet, but a tango I am set. There's one step I don't get. How do you rock around the clock? I'm a fan when the can-can is played. And I go for a combo playing mambo. But oh, Mr. Arthur Murray, I can use you in a hurry. 'Cause I can't rock and roll. Honey, I can't rock and roll. No, sir, I can't rock and roll to save my soul. Get back in there, Z. There you go. Come on, Sam, get that jazz out of there. Oh, Mr. Arthur Murray, I can use you in a hurry. 'Cause I can't rock and roll. No, I can't rock and roll. Honey, I can't rock and roll. Get back in there, Zeke. That's my kind of music. That's it. Then now, Mr. Arthur Murray, I can use you in a hurry, 'cause I can't rock and roll. Twang it, Z, can't rock and roll. I can't rock and roll to save my soul. Isn't that romantic?
All right, we got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it. Something's missing.
A teenage idol, man. You have a teenage idol.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait here. I'll get one. Hey, kid.
Who, me?
Yeah, can you sing?
No.
Good, come with me. Hey, where were you going just now?
I was on my way to high school.
Perfect. Now, you stand up there in front of that microphone and say high school when I point at you. Kid, you're going to be a big record star.
Uh-uh.
Hey, that's good, too. Throw that in. Now, here we go. Wait a minute. What did you put that on the end for?
Well, it was just a little, you know, embellishment.
Oh, yeah? Well, you keep that up, and the first thing you know, this record will swing. And then where will we be?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, that's the first side.
Isn't that a kind of short song?
Yeah, it gets more plays that way.
Oh,
Hey, by the way, what's your name?
Clyde Ankle.
Perfect.
But I can't sing.
Well, what's that got to do with anything? You got all the requirements. A pretty face and a pompadour.
Well, do I get to pose beside a tiger?
Nah, that's been done. Maybe we'll get you a moose.
Well, maybe now I can have my admirates taken out.
What, and ruin your amateur standing?
Well, could you at least get me a date with that mouseketeer that grew up?
All right, we'll see.
Oh, boy.
Now, you're going to go 3 nights a week for finger-snapping lessons.
Ooh, I've wanted to do that as long as I've been in showbiz.
Hey, wait a second. How long you been in showbiz?
About a minute and a half.
Oh. Now, let's see if you can act humble in front of the press.
Okay. Oh, I'll never replace Elvis.
Yeah, all right.
He's the king. Yeah,
all right, already. All right, already. Don't overdo it.
Hey, how can we be sure the girls are going to scream at me?
Ah, don't worry. Will you, kid? I got a screaming machine right here.
Yeah?
It replaces a teenage audience. We put it in the back of the auditorium, push the button. Panicsville. Here, listen. Will you get out of that drummer's lap?
Bent my cymbal, man.
Now, here's some variations.
Yeah!
Wrong crowd. Well, let's do the other side of the record. I'll turn on the machine here and there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can get, you know, conditioned to it.
Yeah, okay. What am I going to use for words on this side?
Who cares? Say the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay. What are you going to do with that sharp stick?
Well, never mind what I'm going to do with it. Just sing, will you? Here we go.
Well, I was on my way to high school when a guy came through the door. Woo-hoo! And he says he's going to make me a big record star. But I can't sing. Woo! He says it doesn't matter. Woo! He says you've got a pretty face and a pompadour. What's the deal with that stick, man?
Perfect. Stick with me, kid. Clyde Ankle is going to jump up the charts.
Here's if you keep on with that stick, man.
All right.
Well, you really think you can get any disc jockeys to play my songs?
It's getting tougher, but I'm on my way to see one right now on the other side of the record.
Oh, boy.
Right after I stop off at the bank.
The old Paler Old Blues, huh?
What kind of crack is that?
Behind the eight ball with my baby, all she does is sit around and pout. Been behind the eight ball with my baby ever since she caught me stepping out. Got the blues and boy, I don't mean maybe. Gotta get it straightened out somehow. She loved me very much, but I got myself in Dutch, and I'm behind the eight ball with her now.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I continue to thank you very much for all of your support over at donate.wmfo.org, where you know who you are, have gone over there and made a donation to support Bubbles in the Think Tank and WMFO Freeform Radio. It's a very important thing to do. We're very light-handed about it. Very, very. You notice I'm not even having to really adjust my program scheme at all. That means good stuff for you and for me. But we really do need for you to wander on over on the internet to donate.wmfo.org and make a donation to support Bubbles in the Think Tank. Well, thank you very much for it. We always do. You support us in so many ways. This time we're asking for a little something specific. So if you could make a gift, any size. There are thank you gifts if you decide to go at a larger donation amount. It's all there for you. But mostly, we're here for you, and we'd like for you to be here for us. Go to donate.wmfo.org. And with that, we get to return to the silliness. You see how painless that was? That was pretty darn simple, I thought. So much more to go. All in the run-up to the midnight hour, where it'll be time for the radio obituaries. But not quite yet, people. Not quite yet. I think it's time for a little Bonzo Dog Doodah Band right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Nine newspapers make a nice gray hat. Here's a fairly useless fact. The jaws of sheep chew round and round. Big fat man at half a crown. Your eyes and tongues and toes, and you will hear how all things go.
Baby, I'm young and I'm in my prime. Listen to me, baby, I'm young and I'm in my prime. Come on up to my house, we'll have a real good time. Well, I'm young and I'm able, I swear that I know my stuff. Yes, I'm young and I'm able, I swear that I know my stuff. I'll boogie with you, baby, until you've had enough. Roll, 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 birdie baby. Baby, blow my top, boogie with you, baby, till you holler, daddy, stop. Yes, oh yes, I'm young, feel so fine. I'm gonna make old chills run up and down your spine. Baby.
I got my hand up the skirt of Mother Nature. I got my food in the door of liberty. I got my head stuck in the rain limbs of reason. Thank God for the banjo on my knee.
Crystal balls, two fortune tellers reveal a swarm of what will be. All in all, like clocks and watches, we got time on our hands and knees. Ties around the corner, I've broken down and I've been told. I've seen everything I ever hoped and dreamed for, squashed like a hedgehog in a row. Crystal balls, two fortune tellers reveal a swarm of what will be. All in all, like clocks and watches, we got time on our hands as knees. As long as I've a banjo to pluck, I'll sing to the cactus and coyotes. Hibbity high, hibbity ho, K-Sarar. Crystal balls, two fortune tellers reveal a swarm of what will be. All in all, like clocks and watches, we got time on our hands and destinies. Crystal balls, two fortune tellers reveal a swarm of what will be. All in all, like clocks and watches, we got time on our hands and knees.
Campus queen, and I got a degree in anatomy directly from the dean. I drove that professor insane with my extraordinary scientific brain. Oh, I'm the girl, yes, I'm the girl. See here, you guys, just feast your eyes on little old instant meat. 'Cause I'm the sheep, you're looking at me. I'm the girl who invented rock and roll. I'm the girl who inaugurated rock and roll.
Keep on rolling, gonna buy me a ticket. looking at a magazine they call Variety. I saw a big help wanted ad that sure looked good to me. If you're free to travel, buyer, then you will do. This is your lucky break, we'll make a big shot out of you. Listen to the cannon, its roar is mighty loud. And now I'm flying through the air way above the crowd. Now I hear that big ovation as in the net I fall. That's my occupation, I'm a human cannonball. No training necessary, you need no special skill. A young man of your caliber will surely fill the bill. Soon you'll be a flying high if you don't give a hang. One thing is for certain, you'll go over with a bang. Listen to the cannon, its roar is mighty loud. And now I'm flying through the air way above the crowd. Now I hear that big ovation as in the net I fall. That's my occupation, I'm a human cannonball.
Hullabaloo is all set at Albany, Oregon, for a broadcast from the log rolling contest out there. So come in, please, Wally Ballou. Well, what did that signal mean, then? Is it time for Wally Ballou? All right. Now to...
Hello.
Now, why does this happen always to us when all these other people can...
I don't know. They can go on remotes.
Hold it, Bob. Yeah. Sister, go ahead. We take you now to Albany, Oregon, where
Wally Ballou here at Albany, Oregon, where the great national log rolling contest is under full swing. I think the... Oh, there goes one now. We haven't as yet had an interview with a gentleman whose chances seem to be very good. Your name is Pierre, is that right?
That's right there, Pierre, the half-breed.
And, Pierre, I understand that you hold some sort of a championship.
I would stay on top of the log there the longest.
How long was that?
Well, I was about, I would stay on there about a day there once.
Well, what happens now to find a winner? These fellows just keep rolling logs all day until they all fall off but one?
What's that?
Let me put it a little more plainly, Pierre. You stay on the log until you fall off, right?
You stay on the log there until you go by the finish line on it there. You was trying to move your log.
Oh, I see.
Stay on top and not go in the water.
I see.
If you was get your feet wet, that's okay, though. But you get your shoulder wet, that means you fall down on it.
You can get your feet wet, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the rules. Your feet can't be wet, but your shoulder can.
Well, if your shoulder gets wet on it,
then you're already in.
It would be that you've fallen over.
What do you do for training for this kind of work, Pierre?
You train on top logs. What else you think? I mean, how else can you train there? You've got to practice on top of the log and with the water.
Well,
the cascades was run by there.
Now you're going to put your log in the water and start out. Is that right? And they'll time you from the time you start.
That's right there. They put the log on top of the water, and then I would step on it and keep it spinning.
Oh, Pierre has put the log into the water here at the side of the river. How deep is the water there, Pierre?
The water here is so deep there, it's about 2 feet on it.
2 feet?
It was go out and come very deep, though. You go way out there. It was on top of the head.
I understand, Pierre. Now, how do you go about getting out of the log?
By that, step I mean, on there.
How do you depart?
I was using these hobnail boots there. There was gripped a bark on it.
All right, now you're going to get on it, right?
I'm on it now.
Oh, he's standing on it now.
Now I'm spinning.
Now the log starts to spin.
The log on top of me, then.
And there he goes, down the river.
How is disqualified then?
He's disqualified. The champion is disqualified. And now this is Wally Ballou returning you to...
teacher.